You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, Auckland Transport has completely removed all alcohol advertising from all of Auckland Transport's infrastructure and transport facilities. I spoke to Auckland Transport media advisor James Ireland, firstly asking how this decision came into fruition.
This has been a progressive move that's taken place over the past 2 years. So for the past 2 years, we've been rolling out new bus networks across Auckland. We started in South Auckland 2 years ago, and we finished in the North Shore yesterday. So when the new bus networks came into place, along with those came new contracts. And with those new contracts meant that AT has control over all of the advertising on buses. And AT decided that there would be no alcohol advertising on the buses or on the associated assets such as bus and train stations or bus stops. So the reason for this is AT has an opportunity to do the responsible thing and to make sure that alcohol advertising isn't put in front of young people or in front of people who are trying to stay sober. So it's really about doing the responsible thing, because buses can be essentially moving billboards, and there's rules around fast food advertising where there are a lot of children, but we've got these moving billboards going around, so we want to make sure that we're doing the responsible thing and not having alcohol advertising on our buses.
What is the response to this decision been so far?
So the response to this has been very positive. So when we did have alcohol advertising on buses, it was something that we heard about from the community. They would raise it with us and voice their displeasure. So the reaction to us getting rid of it completely has been very positive.
Was there any difficulties in making a decision like this?
No, it really is the right thing to do, and it was a pretty straightforward decision. So one of the things we do have to look at is the amount of money that comes in from advertising, because that essentially helps pay for the cost of public transport. So we do quite a bit of advertising to keep fares down. It allows us to build more infrastructure. But really, it wasn't a difficult decision when it came to getting rid of alcohol advertising.
Explain the importance of this decision.
So really it comes down to Auckland Transport having an opportunity to make a positive difference. So if we can take those alcohol ads off our buses and off our bus stops, then it can just make things easier for those who are trying to stay sober, and it takes it away from the eyes of the young people in Auckland. So it can be quite a significant thing for some people. When we get rid of alcohol, it's just that extra little thing that would normally be in front of their eyes, particularly if they're trying to stay sober or trying to cut down their drinking. This is just something that we can do to make it a bit easier for them.
I then spoke to Executive Director of Alcohol Health Watch, Dr. Nikki Jackson, and the implications of this decision, firstly asking where the alcohol advertising ban will be in effect.
It all kicks off today, Monday the 1st of October. Some buses have been alcohol-free in their advertising for a few years, but finally all of the contracts have now come over to Auckland Transport. So from today, we can safely say that every bus shelter, park and ride, council car park will be free of alcohol advertising.
Explain the importance of this decision.
Oh, look, this is a first step in the right direction. This is a large metropolitan area. There's a huge number of children in Auckland, a high proportion of children in Auckland than other parts of the country, and they're the people that are harmed most by alcohol advertising. Those that see alcohol advertising are more likely to take up drinking earlier, and amongst those that drink, they're more likely to drink heavily. And so we also know that people with alcohol dependencies really struggle with alcohol advertising, that it's such a strong cue for them to want to carry on drinking. And so the less places we see alcohol advertising, the better.
Are other transport agencies in New Zealand looking to do the same and ban alcohol advertising?
There are a couple of councils around the country that have policies in place. Northland is a good example. A number of the regional council up there doesn't allow alcohol advertising. Bay of Plenty region has similar policies, but most of our main urban areas have not gone down this path.
Okay, that's quite interesting, because obviously Auckland Transport is one of the largest transport networks, if not the largest, and advertising would be important to its business model. So how feasible would it be for these other smaller transport networks to follow suit?
Well, I think what you've got to realise is that these councils are already paying much, much, much more money in alcohol harm. It's really local government that ends up having to pick up all the pieces around problems around licensed premises, alcohol harm in parks, a whole range of amenity and good order problems that arise from alcohol. So you have to realise that it's more cost effective to reduce the harm from alcohol than the amount of revenue that's going to come in from alcohol advertising. So this really is a no-brainer.
So perception around alcohol advertising has been changing. Gone are the days where America's Cup and the All Blacks don beer sponsors. Do you believe Auckland Transport's decision to ban advertising is a step in the right direction to banning alcohol advertising completely?
I think it is, and the more that community are in favour of things like this, the more we hope for regulation around alcohol sponsorship. Now, look, the All Blacks, although they don't have the on their strip anymore, you certainly see it around the hoardings of the parks and everywhere. We would love to see New Zealand Rugby, New Zealand Cricket, the New Zealand Warriors, ANZ Netball, New Zealand Netball, all move away from alcohol sponsorship. There is strong public support for this, very strong public support. 80% of New Zealanders don't want their young people to be exposed to alcohol advertising. Two-thirds of them don't want young people to be exposed to alcohol sponsorship. The organisations, the sporting organisations, have to listen to the people.
What difficulties are there to organisations making this decision if it is in popular demand to ban advertising?
Absolutely. So the councils, the regional councils that organise the public transport, have to listen to their residents. And many of them just haven't simply embarked upon an advertising policy. So we will be, we have been contacting councils around the country and looking to use the Auckland Transport policy as a gold standard, and so that other councils can adopt similar measures. And in fact, we've already had some good response from other councils in this work.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.